In December 2015, former Massey Energy CEO Don Blankenship was convicted of conspiring to violate federal mine safety laws and later sentenced to 1 year in federal prison for the crime. Blankenship began serving that sentence in a California prison in May, but yesterday his attorneys were in a courtroom in Virginia arguing to overturn his conviction. Ashton Mara attended the U.S. Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals hearing in Blankenship's appeal and joins us this morning with the latest. Good morning, Ashton.
Good morning, Beth.
Ashton, remind us first of what happened in the case last year.
So, Beth, as you said, after some 8 weeks of arguments and jury deliberations last year, John Blankenship was convicted of conspiring to willfully violate federal mine safety laws, and then he was sentenced to a year in prison. Blankenship was the former head of Massey Energy, which it owned the Upper Big Branch mine, which in 2010 exploded and killed 29 miners. Explosion, but the company did have this track record of receiving a large number of safety violations. His charges were related to the UBB disaster.
So what did Blankenship's attorneys argue in his appeal?
The circuit in Richmond focused really on one argument. He says one of those instructions allowed jurors to convict the defendant if he failed to take action on any one occasion to stop safety violations, even if his intent was to prevent them altogether. Now, during the trial last year, the defense chose not to present a case to the jury, but they instead used government witnesses to introduce hundreds of pieces of evidence, including emails and other written information about a mine safety program at Massey that Taylor says proves Blankenship did not intend to break the law. Therefore, he was wrongly convicted based on that one specific instruction.
And what was the government's response to that argument?
So Steve Ruby was the lead prosecutor in the case. He's an assistant U.S. attorney here in the Southern District of West Virginia. His argument was pretty simple. You know, Ruby essentially argued that the instruction itself followed decades of court precedent, I think he said since 1984, and that other district courts had given similar instructions in the past about this idea of, quote, a willful violation of the law. He also argued that the meaning of the word both sides argued the meaning of the word willful a lot yesterday. But Ruby also argued that court precedent also shows you cannot take one instruction out of context of the entire set of instructions. And basically, that's what Taylor was trying to do.
Did you get any kind of sense of how the judges felt about the case as you were watching the proceeding?
So it's kind of difficult to get a sense of what the judges are thinking because so many of these arguments actually take place on paper.
Yeah.
Blankenship's attorneys were arguing to overturn his conviction on these four separate reasons, but they only discussed one of them in court yesterday because, first of all, because of time, they try to keep those less than an hour, but also because the three judges asked a number of questions about that one particular issue. I will say, though, that all three seemed to push Bill Taylor, Blankenship's attorney, for more information, for more clarity about his argument. And they all three kind of seemed much more receptive to the prosecution's argument.
Mm-hmm. What did the attorneys on both sides have to say once the hearing was over?
So both Taylor and Ruby were pretty satisfied with the way the hearing went. Both were very vague in their comments as they left the courthouse, but they said they thought it went well and they were both confident in their cases.
And it will take a while before the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals in Richmond actually rules on this case.
Right. We expect a ruling in 1 to 3 months.
1 to 3 months. And Blankenship's sentence ends in
May of 17.
All right. There you go, Ashton Mara. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Beth.